The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Boats. I believe Dermot Gavin might actually be on board a boat, even as he speaks to us. Dermot, good morning.
I am. There may be some boat noises around me as we progress with this. Yeah, I'm on a cruise ship and we've been going around Ireland, just as Andrea has been talking about visiting gardens. So sailing around our own island, stopping off in a different town every day and going in and seeing gardens like Bantry and Parsport and Kilmore Abbey. And it's been wonderful.
Very good. Well, you're going to take us in your imagination and ours to the south of France and a wonderful, wonderful garden.
Oh, this is an amazing story of a garden that many Irish people, I think, will have visited, or some might be in the south of France at the moment on a holiday to the Nice area. And it might be a suggestion for a garden visit. And indeed, it does have an element of boating to it. So it's the Villa Euphrasie, built by Beatrice de Rothschild. And it's an incredible garden built and created on the Cap Ferrat. So Beatrice was an immensely wealthy kind of young lady when she got married at the age of 19. Not the happiest of marriages, went on for 19 years. And when she divorced her husband, she decided to put her efforts into creating an amazing palace and an amazing garden on the Cap Ferrat in the south of France. Now, this is a beautiful part of the world. And the particular area that she created is a kind of peninsula, I suppose, a finger sticking out on the Côte d'Azur. And she discovered about 8 acres on top of this finger. She was vying with the King of Belgium, who also wanted a site to add to his estate, but she won out. She had a house nearby in Monaco, but she discovered this plot of land, and it really was magnificent.
Now, it wasn't exactly the most fertile of land when she started, but she,
nope.
She got busy.
Indeed, she got busy with the dynamite because, remember, immense wealth. I mean, unbelievable wealth. So she could do what she wanted, but it was a rock. So she got busy with that dynamite, first of all, to level off different areas, and then set about creating her house, which was in the form of a palace that you might find in Venice or in Florence. And then the garden, or 8 gardens actually in total around it. So blasting it all with dynamite and then bringing in thousands of tons of soil to terrace the area and create individual gardens.
Yeah. Now, she had some idea that the garden might mimic a ship.
That's right. Because of the piece of land, she had taken an amazing voyage from France to New York, which she had really absolutely loved. So she decided that from the palace, she was going to, as if she was going to be the captain, she was going to look out, especially on the first garden, the top garden, the main garden, which was going to be the French garden, she would look at. So she designed everything in the form of a ship. And indeed, when she was playing on the gaming tables in the casino in Monte Carlo and driving back, she used her garden used to be lit up. And it looked as if it was a ship out in the Mediterranean. She was a fascinating lady. She dressed from head to toe in pink. Pink parasol and all, and she would have antiquities, so garden statues and furniture for the house shipped from all over the world to the train station in Nice, and it would be unloaded along the platform there, and she would walk up and down with her English terrier, and she would pick out the pieces of furniture and the statues for the garden that she particularly loved. And her way of gardening too was fascinating. Even though it was, you know, 18 acres, she had 30 gardeners, and she had uniforms made for them as sailors. So they all wore berries with red bobble tops. And when she was planning the garden, she would get the sailors to, she made huge cardboard pyramids, and she pretended these were topiaries, and then she got different pieces of material in green and in blue, and she'd get the sailors to wave these materials as if they were the garden ponds and to run around the garden carrying these topiary shapes over their heads so she could imagine what the new garden would look like.
And then, of course, she built the garden in like fashion. Now, that was the French garden. there's a Spanish garden. What's the planting like in the Spanish garden?
So the Spanish garden would have, I suppose, typical Mediterranean. The French garden was her main one, and it has a big temple of love, and it's wonderful to see, and it has a big pond. But the main feature in that garden is the pond that every hour it bursts into song. So if you have ever been to Las Vegas at the Bellagio resort there, you'll remember that there's music playing. Well, this is where it all started. So the Spanish garden, it takes the form of a covered patio. It's crossed by a narrow channel of water filled with plants. Things like the bird of paradise and Monstera deliciosa, which we know as the Swiss cheese plant. So that plant with the cuts in the leaves. Absolutely fantastic. Papyrus plants from Egypt. So really, really exotic. And along with that, we had the Florentine garden. Now, some of these gardens haven't lasted. She started creating this in 1905. And over the years, there's been amendments made to gardens. But in the Florentine garden, which is underneath the Spanish garden, the only area that's left is an amazing staircase in a horseshoe shape. But after that, you get the stone garden. So all the stuff that she collected that she didn't use in the house, all the antiquities from ancient Persia or wherever, she lined them up in the stone garden. So it's like a promenade, and you walk through this and you see the most extraordinary stone carvings, as I say, from all around the world.
She has a Japanese garden as well?
The Japanese garden. So a few weeks ago, we talked about the Japanese garden from Kyoto. So she had one built with palms and koi and lanterns and bamboo and oriental maples. And that garden, again, the gardens went through some state of disrepair. They were left when she passed away. She left it to the local municipality. But the Japanese television station Nippon came along in 2016 and they intervened and restored the whole of the Japanese garden. Mm.
The final garden is an exotic garden. You've sent me a picture of it and it's full of cacti, it would appear.
It's amazing because in that part of the world, pretty much you can grow everything except until 1985 when they had really cold frosts and snow and whatever. But yeah, full of cacti. So this is in this one garden, in this magnificent location, topped by a pink palace. You have gardens that originated, the garden styles originated from all around the world. She threw lavish parties. And again, everybody was asked to dress in pink. She had her gardeners dress as sailors. And it was exploring a world of gardens in one spot.
Provençal garden with olive trees and with pines.
That's right.
And all of that. Is it open and accessible to the public?
It's open every day from about March to October, accessible to the public. There's a car park there. Or you can get a train out from Nice and it's a bit of a walk. But yes, open for everybody to enjoy. And indeed, they have things like rose festivals. So there are garden festivals held within in the grounds, or you can, lovely restaurant there too, and you can tour the house. So you can see some furniture that Marie Antoinette would have owned. And again, everything with that pink tinge.
Well, it sounds like a fabulous place to visit. Dermot, thank you very much for joining us on the line and introducing it to us. And that's all we have time for. A reminder that our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the Newstalk app, powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on Newstalk.